Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, As Soon As I Heard.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and travelled to the hill country in haste to the town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, who has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Recently, I heard about a man who was very ill in hospital, and his children had gathered to be with him in his last days. On one particular day, they had difficulty rousing him, and as his wife had been delayed, they thought it important to let her know the situation. No need to be anxious or concerned. Within a few moments, the sick husband heard the sound of his wife's footsteps approaching the room, and he roused himself immediately. The sound of footsteps, the sound of a familiar voice, of a gentle whisper from a loved one, the sound of anything familiar, and all is well when we are in tune. Elizabeth had probably been living in a silent world after her husband Zechariah had been struck silent by an angel when he failed to believe that his elderly wife was with child. Despite their prayer, he could not comprehend the mysterious ways of God. Zechariah was silenced, and Elizabeth, in her presence to him, knew and experienced the power of silence too. This must have been a profound time of silent listening for them both. Then along comes Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus, carrying in her womb Jesus himself. She hears the promptings of the Spirit, the sound of God within her, and knows that she has been called to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who is also with child, because of the mystery of God. As soon as Elizabeth hears the sound of Mary's voice, the child within her womb leaps for joy. Mary's presence has changed everything. These two Spirit-filled women are tuned in. They trust what is heard and respond to the prompting. Just look at and listen to Mary and Elizabeth in this amazing visitation. As soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child in her womb leapt for joy. Elizabeth proclaimed that of all women, Mary was most blessed, and blessed with the fruit of her womb. Here we have two women completely in tune to the other and listening deeply to the movement of the Spirit within them. Mary, faithful to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, proclaims her Magnificat, that wonderful song of praise. She is in tune with her God, so is able to sing the goodness of God and remind us that God, who is mighty, has done great things for her. Elizabeth and Mary, two women in tune with each other and God's Spirit, sing their songs of glory. Can we stand in their presence and sing our song? There is so much to sing about, so much to listen to, so much to be grateful for. Amen.